Welcome to Simple Wins, the show where we talk to the architects behind the most successful B2B firms. We're currently in the middle of a massive project curating the 2026 B2B benchmark, and we're looking for the high-level strategies that actually work in today's market. And I knew I had to get Grant McGaugh on the mic to help us set that standard. Grant is the founder of 5-Star BDM, a personal branding and business development firm that helps 6- and 7-figure B2B leaders turn their reputation into a revenue engine by using AI as a force multiplier. He's also the host of the Follow the Brand podcast and creator of the Brave Blueprint, guiding executives to becoming the 5-star authority in their market. Grant, a big welcome to the show. So excited to have you here.
I'm very excited to be here. I mean, you know, I've heard a lot about what you do, why you do it. Luckily, you found out about me in the market, so my personal branding must be working because that's how I'm able to be on Adam's show.
Absolutely. And it's true. I mean, it's what you preach is what is happening. So why should people actually focus on building a personal brand?
Personal branding, especially in the age of AI, is very, very important. It builds your authenticity. People are looking for a real person behind the brand. What does that look like? What do they stand for? And the only way you can get across your point of view in your journey, in your story, is to tell the story. What are you about? What do you stand for? Becomes your key differentiator in the market in which you're looking to influence. So if you're looking to build a 7-figure B2B founder or executive consulting, SaaS, market professional business, you've got to start looking at how this is going to get you above the noise in the market that's already out there. So I have found that personal branding has worked significantly for me with 30 plus years in business development, in technology, in finance. This has been the key differentiator, that the difference between getting the appointment and then getting the letter that says you're no longer a valuable. So I think building your value through your personal brand is very, very important.
I like that. And tell me a little bit more about the AI side of it, because I think that's very fascinating what you're saying. I've heard a lot of people talk about personal branding, but I feel like they more gear themselves towards social media and stuff like that. But you mentioned AI, and I know AI is a hot topic. So tell me a little bit more about how that personal brand plays into that AI.
Well, that's important, especially when you think about what you call AI of itself, probably been on the market only 2 to 3 years. However, I've been involved in technology for 30 plus years, so I see it probably maybe a little different than other people. I've been involved in personal branding probably when I got intentional about it since 2014. And I'll tell you a short story around that. And when 2014, I took a job at a company at the time. It was called CenturyLink. People know it as Lumen today. It's one of the third largest telecommunication companies in the United States. And then when I got the job and I went through training, you know, typically when you go through training, you're going to get the company line, who the executives are, what we're about, products and services, and then train you how to do it. So I was expecting that. But there was one particular course that they taught around how to socially sell yourself online. And I had the opportunity to work with somebody. He said, who do you want to influence? I said, well, I want to talk to IT executives in major corporations. He said, great, let's pull one up on screen. So I did that. I said, all right, look at this guy. Look at his profile, what he stands for, when he went to school, what he's about. And he said, yeah, that guy, I want to go ahead and talk to him. I said, great, let's pull up your profile. So I pull up my LinkedIn profile. I look absolutely horrible. I look like I just stepped out of a Starbucks with a coffee in my hand, had a full body shot, had my LinkedIn profile was just a resume that I just kind of regurgitated. And he said something very, very important. Why would this person want to do business with you? And it was very stark. I was generic. I had no story. I had no brand. I looked like a person who was just going to pester him about some IT business. This is exactly what I was doing. That was a showstopper for me. And Adam, that was 12 years ago. No one knew about AI. We're not talking about AI, but we are talking about social platforms, digital technology, and how people are looking you up, search and social. What is the story and the narrative that you're already saying about yourself before this person ever would consider opening an email, taking a phone call, meeting you for business and in person. Why would he take up the time to do that when you haven't even sold him on who you are, what you do, and why you do it? AI, for me, is just a force multiplier. It's an amplification tool. It's something that I can now take, utilize, get my story in front of many different people, people I don't even know. Such, I did not know Adam before this particular interview. I know him now. Why? Because my personal brand precedes itself. It's doing business on my behalf before I become live on camera. Adam's already expecting a certain story. He already has gotten the background. Is this guy authentic? Is he who he says he is? And then he equates that to value. Now, how can I use that for value in what I'm trying to operate? So I hope I've answered a little bit of your question about why AI, but more importantly, why digital technology and telling your personal story is paramount in today's world.
I love this. And it's going to lead me to the reason the show is called Simple Wins. So the reason it's called Simple Wins is because usually the best experts have the simplest solutions. So what would you say is your signature simple win, that one tweak you've seen work time and time again that our listeners could execute this week?
I'm glad you asked that question, because I want to give people a very simple win right now that they can utilize, especially if you're going into a seven-figure business and you want to be that, how do I differentiate myself? My simple one is around this. It's an authority asset sprint. You talked about AI. We're going to utilize AI, artificial intelligence, to turn a single client success into a sales tool that you can utilize next week. So we're going to break this down in about five simple steps that you can do next week. Number one, I want you to pick your hero client. Now, what is that? That's that one client that you have that you got a clear and measurable result from. That represents the kind of client that you want more of, that you have a great relationship with. You don't need 20 of these. You need one. You need one with a great story. That's number one. Number two, I want you to then contact them. Schedule a 20-minute win story with them. I want you to do this simply. You wanted to send sort of like, hey, Adam, I'm putting more structure around how we share client successes. Can we do a 20-minute call where I ask you a few questions about your experience and the result we got together? Most likely, this person is going to say yes. It's just a matter of finding the time to do that. You want to tell them that you're going to use this to simply help similar companies like themselves that maybe feature them as a quiet case study. And most likely, they're going to say yes. Step three, you want to record it. You want to transcribe it with AI while you're on the call. Let them know that you're going to do this. What was going on in your business before we were together? These are the three questions I want you to ask your client. Number one, again, what was going on in your business before we worked together? Very important. What changed after we implemented your particular, or it would be in your case, your solution, right? And if you were talking to another CIO or CEO like yourself, how would you explain the value that you got? Got that, right? Then I want you to run the recording through an AI transcription tool. It could be Descript. There's all kinds of tools out there, but get it to a text form, right? So we have the exact language, and that is going to be gold for your authority positioning. Step four, turn it into a one-page authority asset, right? You use this AI, whatever you've got, as your copy assistant. You prompt it with something like this: turn this transcript into a one-page case study for seven-figure B2B founders. Highlight the before, the after, and the key metric. Make it conversational, clear, and focused on the business outcome. You're not asking the AI to make things up. Asking it to organize and sharpen the story you already created with your client. And at the end of this, you're going to have a headline that speaks to your ideal buyer. You're going to have a short before and after story. You're going to have one to two key metrics and a simple call to action. This becomes your authority asset, right? And step five, you use it in three live conversations next week, right? So next week, I want you to have this. And this is where you're going to show up, right? You're going to use it in a sales conversation. You're going to use it for referral. Here's a one-page example of what we do best. You're going to have it as a warm outreach to someone in your network. You're going to say something like, thought you might find this useful. This is what we recently did for a client a lot like you. If you do this with one strong case story, you're very likely to re-engage with the past lead. You're going to shorten a current sales opportunity, or you're going to spark at least one serious conversation with a qualified prospect in the next week. That's the simple win. 1 week, one asset, one real conversation. What do you think, Adam?
And it's the best type. I love the concept of the case study because, I mean, seriously, it's the most important thing. One of the first things that I personally do when I go look at a client's or a potential client's website is I look for their case studies. I look to see, is this somebody that can deliver the same repeatable result time and time again? And that's something that I've seen so many people miss, is that they have like a testimonial where it's like, oh, Grant, great dude, love Grant, really nice guy. And like, useless, because what I care about is, what is the result that you got for Grant, right? And that you got it for Grant, did you also get it for Jerry? Did you also get it from Mike? The same type of results. So that way, when I go in, I know my risk tolerance is very low when I go and hire you. So I really like that. And I'm curious your concept on calling out the golden rule. So what I found is in pretty much every industry, especially in personal brand, there's always a golden rule that most people think is essential, which is usually just a huge waste of time. So I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that. What would you say that essential golden rule is that everybody follows that you just have known from experience is just a complete waste of time?
This, I might get in a little trouble for saying this, but it's probably true. And it's just like, I need to post something every single day on social. And the reason I say that, because if you're posting on social every day with no clear point of view or no offer, you're simply wasting time. You're putting a lot of noise into the social media platform that you're on. You're pumping out a lot of content, you know, for the algorithm, but you're amplifying nothing, right? So if your content doesn't reinforce your clear position, it does not tell a concrete client or customer story or lead to the next step, which should be a conversation, a demo, a strategy call, right? A clear call to action, then it is just noise. It might make you feel busy, but it's not building authority. It's not building a pipeline. I'd rather you have one sharp authority asset, like I described just earlier, and use it in 10 real conversations than 30 fluffy posts that really nobody remembers and has no clear value.
I love that. That's a good one. And if you could snap your fingers and give your clients a massive competitive edge by December, what would that transformation look like?
The massive competitive edge that you have going in, especially now you've got AI engines, you've got agentic AI, you've got to step back and understand your business workflow. And what can you do to automate that workflow so you can then get in front of as many ideal clients as possible from a human to human interaction? Use the AI to then gather that type of interaction for you, or do your business process automation in the back end so it clears you for these conversations like I am having right now with Adam. You got to have more human-to-human interactions than you do human-to-technology interactions. I think that is a key for success in 2026.
Amen. I totally agree with that. I mean, just, I was talking with three friends today about AI and how much is changing the workflow. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I feel like right now we already work for robots at this point. I can't imagine 10 years from now. Grant, where can people go to learn more about you?
Well, they can definitely go to my website at 5starBDM. That's the number 5. That's star, STAR, B for brand, D for development, infomasters.com. Everything we've talked about is there. It becomes a library of knowledge. You talked about my podcast, having the Follow Brand podcast. There you have a library of knowledge of over 250 interviews that I have done with industry executives in personal branding, in career development, business development, technology innovation, and brand mastery. That is a golden treasure for the right person that understands true business value and career development.
Grant, thank you so much for your time. What a pleasure having you on today. Absolutely. And everyone, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here. Please make sure to go click on the link in the description here. Go give Grant a visit, because if you are seriously trying to grow your business, if you are trying to get ahead in today's AI world, it is very important when it comes to personal brand, whether it be for EAAT, which is what makes Google decide to pick you out of everybody, or anything else. Seriously, you need personal brand. Go click on the link in the description. Give Grant a look, and you're going to see just how good he really is. All right. Thank you all for listening. I will see you on the next episode.